It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Cicadas are emerging from their 17-year incubation underground and are being spotted in some places in New York and all over New Jersey. That sent New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon in search of fun things to know and do with the oncoming swarm.
A great source of protein is coming to a backyard near you, and recipes abound. Soft-shelled cicada. The Daily News suggests tacos and cicada sushi. Wine educator Hank Zona of Maplewood is offering a wine pairing for the person who suggests the most interesting menu.
First thing I thought of were Asian preparations. What wines might go with those, such as Rieslings, really, I think, are beautiful with Asian food, or foods that have a lot of spice and heat.
Whoever sends the best menu will get the wine and a visit from Zona so he can document the meal for his blog and local access TV show.
I've seen them recipes for frying them, so automatically with fried food, I think of sparkling wines that have a nice crispness and acidity that sort of counterbalance that. Someone talked about dipping them in chocolate, so we go off into a whole other realm, and then if you, another person said they want to wrap them in bacon, well, bacon's a real game changer when it comes to wine pairing.
Hey there, little insect, don't scare me so, don't land on me, baby, and bite me, no.
They're not gross. They're not squishy or icky. They don't bite. You can pick these things up. They will not harm you. I would encourage people to do so. This is an excellent opportunity to get a little of an entomology experience that you might otherwise miss. I'm Scott Kite. I'm an associate professor of biology at Montclair State University.
Hey there, little insect, please calm down. So we can have fun and fool around.
They're big, and so if you think about the insects we have in New Jersey, these are one of the big ones that everybody sees. They're loud. How many insects can you think of that, you know, can make collectively in a population on a tree, you know, the same amount of noise that a rock concert makes? So that's pretty cool.
The coolest thing about cicadas, of course, is the 17-year cycle. 17 is a prime number, which means it's only divisible by itself and one. Kite says there's a survival benefit to that long cycle.
Then any species, for example, that eats you is going to have a very difficult time ecologically cycling on the same cycle you're on. So, for example, if you have an animal predator that has a 2-year population cycle or a 5-year population cycle, how often are they going to coincide with a 17-year repeat? Almost never. So this is a great strategy for doing your reproducing in years that your predators are very unlikely to have large numbers.
And large numbers. Well, that's the cicada brood's specialty. They emerge from the ground over a short period of time, in the billions, overwhelming predators and non-predators alike.
I am Suzanne O'Connor, and I am the owner of the Art Garage here in Montclair. First of all, I hate to admit this, but I'm not attracted to cicadas at all. I think they're kind of gross.
Oh, cuddle bug, won't you be my little cuddle bug? Now can't you see that I'm a freezing and need a little squeezing from you?
But I always find that when you confront something that you don't really like or that you're afraid of or that you think is kind of gross and you really look at it, you might see something completely different and find the beauty in that.
So O'Connor came up with the idea to hold an art contest. She's offering prizes and a gallery show for anything creative that's inspired by the cicada swarm.
That's going to be exciting in itself, just to see nature doing something so bizarre. And then making a set of earrings, making a necklace, making a print, turning them into something, maybe using them as an inspiration to something else. Let's see what they do. Let's put it out there.
The cicadas aren't going to be absolutely everywhere. They feed on the roots of old trees while underground, and then prefer to eat young trees once they emerge. But for the neighborhoods where they do come out of the ground in huge numbers, it's going to be a, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them kind of situation.
Oh, cuddle bug, don't be an old stick in the mud. I'd like to cuddle you forever. That's a feeling that I never had.
For WNYC, I'm Nancy Solomon.
It's like a television screen.